This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Agencies with the United Nations are warning over 1 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip could experience the highest level of starvation by the middle of next month if hostilities continue. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization say in a joint report hunger's worsening because of heavy restrictions on humanitarian access and the collapse of the local food system because of the nearly 8-month war. On Tuesday, a separate group of experts said it's possible that famine is underway in northern Gaza, but that the war and restrictions on humanitarian access have impeded the data collection to prove it. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Lebanese military said its soldiers shot and captured a gunman who attacked the U.S. Embassy near Beirut after a shootout that injured an embassy security guard. The attack took place Wednesday as tensions continued to simmer in the tiny Mediterranean country, where months of fighting between Hezbollah militants and Israeli troops has displaced thousands along the border. A Lebanese security official and two judicial officials familiar with the case said the gunman appeared to be a lone attacker. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Wednesday countries must confront companies that support efforts to obstruct climate action as he marked World Environment Day.
We must directly confront those in the fossil fuel industry who have shown relentless zeal for obstructing progress over decades.
The UN chief called the industry out for spending billions on distorting the truth, deceiving the public, and sowing doubt about climate change, while investing just a measly 2.5% of its total capital on clean energy alternatives. Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a warning to the Western world Wednesday in regards to the war with Ukraine. This is VOA News. Putin said he could deploy conventional missiles within striking distance of the U.S. and its European allies if they allowed Ukraine to strike deeper into Russia with long-range Western weapons. Putin said the West was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons and said the Kremlin's nuclear doctrine should not be taken lightly. A major dam in southern Ukraine collapsed on June 6, 2023, flooding hundreds of square kilometers and damaging homes, infrastructure, and the environment. Ukraine blames Russia. Russia denies the accusation. A year later, the impact of the collapse is ongoing. Lysia Bakalets has the story.
Residents of Afanasyevka village near the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv say they remember vividly last summer when the Kakhovka dam collapsed and their houses were flooded. The water rose to this level, says Afanasyevka resident Olena Guluk. She points to the line at shoulder level where the remaining wallpaper gives way to bare stone wall. The Kakhovka dam was destroyed in a blast last June. Russia had occupied the dam on the Dnipro River since the start of the war. After the explosion, water flowed downstream, flooding settlements like Afanasyevka. Lysia Bakalets, VOA News.
After years of costly delays, U.S. aviation giant Boeing launched two astronauts from the U.S. spaceport in Florida Wednesday aboard its new Starliner spacecraft. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It was all systems go Wednesday for Boeing's Starliner.
And liftoff of Starliner.
The commercial shuttle with two NASA astronauts will dock Thursday at the International Space Station, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
This is another milestone in this extraordinary history of NASA.
Tori Bruno with United Launch Alliance, which had to scrub Saturday's liftoff because of a faulty power unit in one of the computers, says they are proud to join the human spaceflight community.
You know, I'm coming up on 450 personal launches. Pretty sure I'd seen everything. But I have to tell you, there is absolutely nothing like this.
With Starliner's flight, Boeing now joins SpaceX in the business of shuttling NASA astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
Four people died and more than 20 others were injured when a passenger train collided with a freight train in the Czech city of Pardubice late Wednesday. The interior minister says at least 20 people suffered light injuries and another three were more seriously hurt in the crash, which occurred along the country's main rail corridor from Prague to the east. The railway administration says the train was traveling overnight from Prague to eastern Slovakia. Fire rescue services said more than 300 passengers were on board. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.